1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts. Or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Back here in Columbus, Ohio State, an overtime win over Wisconsin tonight. 3-2, the final score. The Badgers get 1 point for this overtime loss. Now 4 points behind Michigan State. So even with a regulation win tomorrow, the Badgers will still be in second place in the conference when they head to Penn State next weekend. So tough one to take here for the Badgers, but they can play tomorrow night and see what they can do from there. It's all about being ready for postseason play, which is fast approaching for sure. Let's take a look at other scores around college hockey, and please bear with me as I go through this. Also, I wanted to mention, too, that the NCAA Division III men's and women's postseason tournaments got underway this week and continue this weekend. So best of luck to all the teams, including regular season champions like UW-Stevens Point and the WIAC, and the WIAC women's regular season champion, UW-River Falls. The Wisconsin women's hockey team in action tonight, too, at home against Minnesota. I'll try to get you a score in just a bit. Let's pause 10 seconds, though, for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Again, here in Columbus, Wisconsin falls in overtime. We'll have highlights coming up. Let's get to scores from around the country. Atlantic Hockey, league-leading RIT, a 7-2 lead over Air Force in the third period. Canisius, a 5-3 lead at Robert Morris in the third. Also in the third, Holy Cross shutting out Sacred Heart 5-0. Third period, Niagara leads Army 5-3. American International beat Mercyhurst 4-1. CCHA, after losing in overtime last night, Ferris State has a 1-0 lead at Bemidji early second period. League-leading St. Thomas, actually Minnesota State leads the league in the CCHA by 1 point. St. Thomas has two games in hand. The Tommies at home lead Bowling Green 3-2 early second period. ECAC Dartmouth, a 2-0 lead against Clarkson in the third period. Also in the third, 12th-ranked Cornell on top of Brown, 2-0. Colgate leads Yale 4-2. 1-1 tie between St. Lawrence and Harvard. That's late third period in Boston. Also in the third, RPI and Princeton tied at 3. 9th-ranked Quinnipiac on its way to a 5-2 win over Union. Hockey East tonight, New Hampshire leads 7th-ranked Maine 3-1 in the third period. Also early in the third, top-ranked Boston College a 3-1 lead at 11th-ranked Massachusetts. Lowell on top of Northeastern 4-2. That's in the third. Also in the third period, third-ranked BU and Providence tied at 2. Merrimack a 4-2 lead at Vermont. NCHC just underway. North Dakota at Colorado College. North Dakota leads the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Denver and Minnesota Duluth in the first period. I have no score reported. Non-conference, Lake Superior State, a 2-0 lead in the third period at home against Augustana. Anchorage, a 1-0 lead at Lindenwood. That's in the second. Long Island and Alaska play later on tonight. And as far as the Big Ten is concerned, Minnesota has now trails Notre Dame 5-1 in the third period. Justin Close, who had back-to-back shutouts last week at Penn State and was the Big Ten's number one star of the week, gave up 4 goals on 14 shots in 31 minutes tonight, and Bob Motzko hooked him. So the Gophers down 5-1 to the Irish, who have 2 goals from Cole Knubel. And Michigan has 2 goals from Rutger McGroarty and leads Penn State 4-2 late third period in State College. As far as the Wisconsin women's hockey team is concerned, the Badgers riding a 13-game winning streak. And in the second period, it's Wisconsin 1 and Minnesota 1. Lainey Potter has scored for the Badgers. Their series finale tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Here are the Wisconsin men's hockey team against Ohio State. Second place Badgers, last place Buckeyes. A chance maybe for Wisconsin to move up the conference standings with a good weekend. Didn't go so well. We'll have highlights when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Back in Columbus, where the Wisconsin Badgers were hoping to gain some ground on Big Ten frontrunner Michigan State with a Spartans idol, the Badgers entered this weekend series with the Buckeyes 5 points out of first place. A sweep and the Badgers would be in first place with 4 games left in the regular season. Didn't go that way. Here are the plays of the game. Badgers, Cilia just upended one of the defensemen. Badgers take the puck. Cilia right wing. Whitelaw's got some space. Right dot shooting one. He hit the far post. Backhand rebound. Horbuck scores. Jack Horbuck finishes off the play. The Badgers on the board first. 1-0 third period in Columbus. 6 minutes left in regulation. Here's Carfagna. Nice move into the offensive zone. Holiday now to the slot. Gilden shot. He scores. Bricky's now got it. Skates by one Badger, then two. Held on to by Whitelaw. He falls down. No penalty. Badgers have it. Dexheimer with Scholl. 2-on-2. Holiday hustling back. Dexheimer shoots. He scores! Ben Dexheimer on a 2-on-1 keeps it and converts. Wisconsin back on top. Bricky out to the point now. Wahlberg head and shoulder fake to Holiday. Holiday lifts one. He scores! Oh, Stephen Holiday went short side of McClellan. He gets the game. Long
long lead feed to center. Caught by Montez. Oh, Burnside got past Lucius. Cutting in on a breakaway. Shoots and scores. What a play by Ohio State. They win in overtime. And the final score was 3-2 here tonight. The Badgers, after a scoreless first period in which they outshot the Buckeyes 11-9, and after a scoreless second period in which the Badgers gave up only four shots on goal but had only six themselves, we went into the third period 0-0 when Jack Horbach scored at 5:40, his sixth goal of the season. William Whitelaw and David Cilia with helpers. Badgers had a 1-0 lead at that point, but Ohio State didn't quit. Michael Gildon on a beautiful feed from Stephen Holliday and Damian Carfagna. Gildon, his fourth goal this season. It came at 14:08. We were tied at 1. And then the Badgers regained the lead about a minute and a half later. Ben Dexheimer unassisted at 16:26, his fourth goal of the year. It made it 2-1 Wisconsin. Less than 2 minutes later, Stephen Holliday beat Kyle McClellan with a short side high shot from Theo Wahlberg and Scooter Bricky for Holliday, his 10th goal of the year. It was 2-2. And then on into overtime where the Badgers had four shots on goal. Ohio State had but two, but they get the game winner from Davis Burnside, his fifth of the year at 4:38, with Heartland native Max Montez and Scooter Bricky getting helpers here tonight. Bricky, two assists this evening for him. Mentioned Gildon with his goal. He had three shots on goal. Holliday, a two-point night with a goal and an assist. Theo Wahlberg, an Ottawa Senators draft choice, had an assist tonight. Four block shots. He also had two penalties for 4 minutes tonight. And then Max Montez, I mentioned the assist for him. The Ohio State Buckeyes won only 15 of 50 faceoffs tonight, but they won the last one in overtime. Montez behind the net to Bricky, and that flew Burnside. Montez worked up to center. Bricky found Montez, who tapped it to open space. Burnside ran it down, beat Lucius to the puck, and beat McClellan for the game-winning goal. Kyle McClellan against Logan Turnus. Turnus finished with 28 saves tonight. His record now 8-10-3. Kyle McClellan, 20 saves this evening. His record falls to 27-1. Both teams 0-for-2 on the power play. Wisconsin, 4 penalties, 19 minutes. Ohio State, 4-for-8. Wisconsin, again, won 35 of 50 faceoffs. David Cilia, 17 out of 24 in the faceoff circle. Badgers got goals from Ben Dexheimer and Jack Horbach. Team-high 4 shots on goal for both Carson Bantle and Matthew D. St. Fowl. William Whitelaw had a helper tonight. He was +2. But while the Buckeyes win for just the 10th time in 29 games this season and just the second time in 19 Big Ten games, the Badgers fall to 22-7-2, 13-5-1 in league play. 6,353 fans paid to watch a game that took 2 hours and 16 minutes to play. The Buckeyes beat the Badgers in overtime 3-2, and we'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorite.
An interview and then calling the game at the same time.
Yeah.
That just moves along a little bit better. Because what he does, when he does the whole game by himself for three or four innings, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
Most of these guys, they've got a play-by-play guy and then a former player that's an analyst. And, you know, I wish that he did it in that style more often, because that's when he's just unbelievably funny, because he's bouncing off and playing off of somebody.
Right, right. You've met him. Is he a cool guy?
Yeah, he's old-school Hollywood. It's, you know, really... You could be there every day, and you don't really talk to Bob. Bob is a different level, and it's not that he's arrogant or whatever, but it's just there's nothing else you can say. So,
I've heard that. That's why I asked you that, because I've heard he's a nice guy, but he's not.
I'll give you a good example. You know, Jane Mattanera from Mattanera on the air,
sure.
Part of our network.
Yeah.
Okay. I was producing a show that Jane was on. It was me, Jane, and a guy named Dan Weber. So we had Bob, I got managed to get Bob. It's very rare, but it was for a good cause. I think he was doing it for Make-A-Wish, a fishing deal. So, you know, he combined his two loves, helping out and doing a fishing rally in Lake Michigan. So we got him on the air, and we were going back and forth, and he listened to our show, so that was pretty cool. So he's making his jokes and promoting the event and whatnot, and they go, "What are you doing right now?" "Well, I'm fishing, man. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning." He had a game the night before, but he was out there on his boat on Lake Michigan with a buddy. And somehow he kind of said, "Yeah, Jane, you know, why don't you come out to the ballpark sometime? You know, say hi." "Sure." "Oh, yeah, no problem." Right. It's showbiz, right?
Yeah.
And she was kind of all excited. So she made arrangements that she got up in the press box, and I think she'd brought along her fiancé at the time.
Hey, Mike. Can we make this a continued? Can you just hang
yeah.
one second?
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. The rest of this story is next with Mike Clemens. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
These things for you, I kiss the seal. My faith tonight, I kiss the blue it all night. Blue it all night. There's nothing else that we can do.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. I'm Pete Schwabe. I rudely interrupted our guest, Mike Clemens, who was in the middle of a great story. Sorry about that, Mike. We have such hard outs here, and you would have gotten cut off. So that was actually turned out to be a perfect tease because you were getting right to the apex of the story.
So, you know, so if you had Euchre on your show on the telephone, he'd say, hey, Pete, you ever come out to the pub? Sure, come on up. Come up to the press box. Say hi. Sure. And, you know, you're like, oh, wow. You know, Bob Euchre just invited me up to the press box. So... I tried to warn her a little bit ago, and this is like 20 years ago. This happened. Anyway, she gets up at the catwalks. They let her in because who she is and big radio personality.
Sure.
She goes by. She goes up, you know, to the little box where he's at there, and producers are like, oh yeah, sure. So he kind of opens the door, and he's there. This is pregame, but he's up there by the microphone having a little something to eat, hey, but Euchre, Jane's here, Jane Manor. And he turned around. Oh, hey, Jane. How you doing? Big wave, smile. Turn around. Look back at the ballpark. Okay. All right. Okay. It's time to go now. Bob's, you know, Bob's getting ready for the game. Yeah. And that was it. That was it.
Oh, that's
it, man.
Funny.
That's just who he is. You know.
Oh,
he's a funny cat that way. But
that's,
you know,
so
Norm
great.
McDonald's got some of those stories about Euchre that are just hysterical, and I don't know where to begin because.
Yeah,
you know, Euchre is there. I don't know how he's gotten through all these years and not had a hot mic, but oh my God!
I remember as a kid when I'd go to bed, I'd read baseball stories, and a lot of them were Bob Euchre telling stories about fishing. And one was about Boog Powell and all these guys he'd fish with, and they'd be drinking all night and then fishing bright and early, and they were just really funny stories. I always liked the guy, even when I was a kid, and then of course he was in Major League too. But Mike, let's pivot here. Something that's always fascinated me about the Super Bowl, and I'm so envious that you were there, Radio Row, what is that like? Have you ever been a part of that? What's the vibe there like?
For about 20 years now.
Are you – okay. I didn't know if you're actually set up there or just part of it or, you know, it seems so cool.
Yeah. There's two stories at Super Bowl. First of all is Radio Row, and Monday through Friday – leading up to the game, I'm not exactly how this got started, but a couple radio stations decided to broadcast live, and then it just built and built. And now it's, I don't know, up to 300 radio stations, podcasters, sometimes TV networks and whatever. They sit there, and the former players, the former coaches, and many current players, like Jordan Love. Well, you know, I had a chance to talk to Jordan Love a week ago today because he was there,
right.
actually for Old Spice. And, you know, if you're a player like Jordan Love, it's like, okay, now I'm a starter. I'm kind of getting to be a known brand in the NFL. And so a place like Old Spice, they contact these marketing agents for players and say, we'll pay the player X amount if he comes for a day, and he'll do some interviews, and he'll do this, and maybe we'll shoot a couple of things, and there's a party we'd like him to stop by and say hello to our sponsors and you know, partners and everything like that. And you're a spokesperson for a day or two or whatever. And so Jordan, you know, got on that ticket. It was a couple of years ago, We were there and had a table set up, and we're broadcasting from there. And I said, I think I know that kid over there. And I went, because he just finished his rookie season, and he's just standing there by the Old Spice booth where they're handing out samples to people from the media or whoever's passing by from the league. And I said, hey, come on over. We want to do an interview. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're from Wisconsin. I cover the Packers. It was Justin Jefferson from the Vikings for a half hour.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. And it was just after his rookie season. I knew how great he was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, you can't touch him. You see him on these national TV commercials. But, you know, a young player will go in there, and they'll kind of prove themselves to some of the brands and the sponsors out there. And then a year or two later, you see him doing national TV commercials. So that's how they kind of build those relationships during the week of the Super Bowl, unless, of course, you know, they're on the team that's actually in the game. They have the free time to do that.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, the Super Bowl is the NFL convention. And anybody that's either past or present, you know, former players go, they get tickets to the game, and they just come to hang and see their old buddies, their old coaches, teammates. They make some connections. Maybe they pick up a couple of dollars. They get invited to golf outings next summer. Well, you know, they'll get paid. Hey, we'll fly in. We'll pay you $3,000 if you play golf for the weekend. Okay, yeah, sure.
Wow.
And they make deals like that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Will you be at the
conference? But for me, though, Pete.
Yeah.
There's the other story, and that's covering the teams. So you get up and you get into the system. You got to go through all kinds of security and bomb sniffing dogs and whatnot. But once you get cleared and you got, you know, your badges and credentials, then they'll take you out to the AFC Championship team. And then you check in, you go through that security. Then you go in, and then Andy Reid will be up there. He'll do like a 20-minute press conference, formal press conference, followed by, you know, one of his players, like a linebacker. And then off to the side will be a half dozen players at tables with booths and microphone inputs. And we'll talk to Mahomes and Kelsey, you know, and Pacheco and the rest of that squad. Then there's a break. And maybe an hour or two, and then we'll go across town, and we'll go to the NFC team and talk to, same thing, talk to Kyle Shanahan, talk to Brock Purdy, who's extremely impressive at 24 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If that kid had won that game,
I'm telling you,
he would have been in a box of Wheaties for the next year.
Yeah.
You know, he could be dangerously good because he's such a, I'm telling you, he reminds me so much of Bart Starr. Kind of looks like him. You know, even his style of play, just a smart guy with, you know, very basic textbook style of delivery, the way he leads as a player. Very interesting young guy. I think he's going to be a good quarterback for a long time to come.
The way he leads and at his age. Yeah, that's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. So you cover that. And now, you know, and you probably heard some of the clips that I played in my reports on our station.
Sure.
You know, I grab a bite to eat, and then I'm working till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to tell everything I learned in that day's time and get that out to our stations and take a nap, take a shower, and then it's day 2.
Man, that's a cool life you got there, buddy. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight. I'm sure you need rest. I appreciate you staying up on a Friday night. And just keep up the great work, man. It's great talking to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I love this show, too, man.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk movies next time.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Clemens. Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. He's always just such a great guest. You know what I wanted to ask him, Conrad? If he was going to the Combine.
Oh, yeah. That would have.
You know, and we can ask him. Maybe we can have him on next week because I think the Combine starts in a week and a half. What would be the event you'd want to do at the Combine the most?
Oh, God. Probably the bench press, just because that's probably what I'd be best at.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm too short for the jumping one. Right. What is it? Whatever it's called.
The vertical thing.
I'm too slow for the 40-yard dash. I'm probably no good at the shuttle.
I just want to beat Rich Eisen. That's what my goal would be.
There you go.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about Max Inc. tomorrow night on Civic Media, and Terry Barr is going to join us. Terry's always fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Brief. A judge orders former President Trump and others to pay nearly $364 million in penalties and bans Trump from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. The decision comes after Trump was found liable for falsifying business records so he could get better terms on loans and insurance. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
White-collar financial fraud is not a victimless crime.
Trump's reaction to the order.
It's all having to do with election interference. There were no victims because the banks made a lot of money. They made $100 million.
He says he will appeal. Russian officials say the country's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, has died in prison. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg receiving the news while at the Munich Security Conference today.
My thoughts go to his family and his loved ones, and we remain committed to support everyone that believes in democracy and freedom.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Lizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and 24 people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles? Or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 8 above. More sunshine than clouds for the afternoon Saturday, but breezy. Highs in the low 30s. On Sunday, a little warmer, more sun in mid-30s. Early next week, starting off dry with temperatures jumping back up into the 40s. Currently, it's 10 above.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
We got to walk away from the mic on that
one.
That's
a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with me on a Friday night in Wisconsin. Isn't life good? Having a great time tonight. Our question of the night, it's not too late. We got a couple people weighing in here in the last half hour. Do you like eating with others or alone? Do you like eating with others or alone? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us on the app. We're on statewide, so you can click on any of the stations and just click the little text icon and let us know what you think. That's a tough one. From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, just saying hi, and I enjoy your show. So we have no data on Jim's eating habits, but thank you for the nice words, Jim. It's great to hear. Jim's a regular texter, always has good stuff. Thanks, Jim. Hey, let's move this thing along, Conrad. We got another really cool guest who has become I called Rob Thomas, not a friend of the show the other day, a bestie of the show. I think our next guest qualifies for that as well. One of our besties here on Nightlight, Civic Media's own and co-host of Max Inc., Terry Barr. Hey, Terry.
Hey, do I get a bestie badge or a bestie button of some sort that I can wear?
Duh. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh. And did you know, since you're talking about eating alone or with others, it's officially Friday Fish Fry Day, thanks to the governor's proclamation.
Oh, yes. That, you know what? I will say, we were discussing this earlier, and yes, I said there are some meals. Sometimes I like to eat alone because I don't want to subject other people. Like, if I'm in serious flavor country, I just want to be alone with the food. I don't want any outside interruptions. I don't want people hearing me making mildly sensual noises when I'm eating food.
I love it.
Honestly. And then there's times, obviously, it's more of an event and it's fun. But what do you think, Terry? Fish fry is one of them, definitely. I could do that with a group or alone, actually.
You know, I think you're right on about that. You could enjoy it, and maybe while you're eating, enjoy if there's music playing or if you're reading a book,
right,
or, you know, anything like that. Or a huge group is just as fun, too.
You know what? I got to be honest. I know you were just using examples, but I can't eat and read. I could look at a website if it's just what? Like, you know, Rotten Tomatoes or sports or something, but like, I can't eat and read a book, and I can't, if I'm listening to music.
You can't.
I don't think I can.
Either?
Yeah, I can't eat to the beat. I have to, like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I guess I'm a finicky eater, and I'm finding this out tonight because of this question we're asking.
It's a great question. Then it does. It makes you kind of think, like, well, what have I done in the past?
Yeah.
I've had breakfast alone at a restaurant, and.
Oh, yeah.
I have. Yeah, that is absolutely fine, but I've also then read a book or worked on some paperwork or something at the same time.
Yeah. I could do that. I could fill out like the show sheet while I'm eating. I don't know. There's something.
There,
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I'm a freak. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you.
If you are, it's a good, you're a good freak.
Well, you're a good bestie to say that because you are earning your bestie status tonight by making the host feel better.
I love it. Five stars back to you.
Thank you. How the heck are you? We didn't get to do this last week. So how have you been?
Well, I know you were very busy. I'm good. We've had some great music, and we love to call it, you know, in studio live music concert for listeners of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. No different this Saturday night, 9 to 10. Where else can you listen to free music from 9 to 10 and just chill in your chair and enjoy, or wherever you may be?
On a Saturday night,
This band is a secret no more. Their name is Secret Menu. Fairly new and based in the Madison area, but you know what just busted them out? They snuck on the ice of Lake Monona and shot a music video. Now the ice, mind you, it was not too long ago, was only like 4 or 5 inches thick.
Jeez.
I don't know if that's brave or silly, but they didn't get busted. They didn't get caught. They weren't arrested. They pulled this video off, and it's gorgeous because it shows Madison. It shows the lake. They are actually wearing, like, the ice things on their boots so they don't fall down. And they were jumping up and down. They had all their instruments out there with them. This could be what takes them to the next
level.
That is
nuts. How can you even play guitar when your fingers are that cold? That's crazy.
I don't know, but they pulled it off.
Wow.
And now they're releasing new music. I mean, this is some pretty smart stuff going on.
Yeah.
Let's do a video. Let's not get caught. Let's make it go viral. And now let's release some new music on top of it.
And then we'll deal with our frostbite later. Sure.
You got it. And hopefully they don't have that because they're actually going on tour shortly.
Yeah, I hope not. So what is the name of the band again, Terry?
The band's name is Secret Menu. And you want to take a little listen to one of their new songs?
Yeah, let's get there. Let's fire up. This is Secret Menu. You can hear them tomorrow night on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Let's hear a little bit.
Wreck my soul. I remember you and me loving you was energy. Scared to try this again. I'm overcomplicating conversation. I don't have an answer. It's amazing. There was so little hesitation. Moving states and moving on a day. Now I know that hearts can change, but isn't that so strange? Lose control when I turn.
They've got like a funk to them as well as a little like 90s grunt. I love when bands do that.
Feelings are a place where the only thing that is safe is feeling nothing. That I could change, but I just stay the same. Wanna put my fist through the wall. Oh, I'm tethered upwards with all the pressure. Holding on to ideas that keep me from getting better. Oh, if I let her go, will I forget her? I know, will she forget me? No, she would forgive me. Lose control when I turn up the radio.
Boy, that's great. This is Secret Menu. You can hear them tomorrow night on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts of the show, is with us on the phone right now. How do you find these bands?
We are really lucky because our show's been around for quite a while now. And moving from even just a year ago with Civic Media, we were on a couple of stations. Well, now you know we're on how many? 20 or something like that? Across Wisconsin. We have been so fortunate now that bands are hearing that we do this. They are sending us material and saying, can we please come on? We'd love to do this show. So we kind of vet them and check them out. And the Secret Menu, I mean, they got us right away. And when we listen to their music, it just cracks me up now to know that they just released this video of them on Lake Monona on the ice.
I know,
now they're coming in to play for us.
I was picturing like seeing their breath while they were singing, you know, thanks to what you told me there. But no, they have like, it's like a hint of techno, a little hip hop, some grunge. I'm amazed when people cross like sort of music genres like that. That's great.
Yeah, they call themselves storytellers with harmony and a classic rock undertone.
Oh,
I think that's
okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that
what
makes
they
sense.
Say. Yeah.
Well, very cool. I hope you have a good show tomorrow night. Hey, you sent me before we pivot here, your show, they'll be in the studio from 9 to 10.
Correct. Yep. And you can find where to listen at Max, M-A-X-I-N-K, radio.com.
Okay, Max Radio dot Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave Inc. out?
No, no, you did.
MaxIncRadio.com.
Space there for a minute. Okay, MaxIncRadio.com. Check it out. And Secret Menu live tomorrow. But the show is much longer than that hour.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We start live at 6 p.m. and we go until midnight.
Yeah, that's so great.
And as soon as we're done at midnight, it all replays again three times.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Totally crazy. You guys
have
a lot of fun doing it, though.
Secret Menu's mission is, here's kind of their motto statement, and I think we should all live by this. And I could see them doing this now that we saw them out on the ice. They say, don't ask what if, just go do it.
And make sure there's paramedics close by.
Yeah.
Just in case. I'm not saying.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that'll be a fun show. Definitely
it's
tune in tomorrow
really
night.
It's going to be really fun, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know Chris Casper.
Correct.
Okay. Well, yesterday, I thought of you anyway, because yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. I don't know if you knew that.
How did I miss this?
I don't know, and I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, unless you go to the National Day calendar. You are, you embody, you're the physical embodiment of Wisconsin to me because you know the state. You do these excellent featurettes and I don't know. You just, your voice lends itself to our state. So.
Oh, you are so kind.
Well,
thanks, Pete.
I'm just telling the truth. And yesterday we had this discussion and this has come up before on the show that Minnesota calls itself the land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Chris is originally from Minnesota, and he sent me this article
Correct.
With a PolitiFact check that said it's not true. Wisconsin does not have more lakes because someone claimed Wisconsin had 15,000 lakes. And
I think I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, and it's just how they define lakes. So this will be a fun little back and forth here at Civic Media as to what Minnesota says they have to be 10 acres and be named. Wisconsin has 5,000 lakes that haven't even been named yet. So
no kidding.
I
and now we
so.
Have a band that played on the ice on the lake. You tell me if Minnesota has that.
Yeah, we're the lake state, baby. There's no question
you
about
that. You
got
it. I'm with you there.
All right. Hey, you sent me that article, too, about the tax credits coming back to Wisconsin. I was aware of the bill, and we're having people on next week to discuss that. I want to thank you for sharing that because I think that's really important for the state's economy, for the state's culture. They tried it once before. I don't know the whole story, but we're going to have people on next week that will discuss it. And that should be a really
fun discussion. The possibility of a film office in Wisconsin where they can help make films happen here.
Yeah.
And, you and I have both lived other places where they have this, and it's incredible. You just bump into people making films downtown Cincinnati, downtown Chicago. You just never know. And we just can't get in on that. And I think it's so important. And I'm glad that you're going to be talking with some folks about it.
Well, very well said. And yeah, and I appreciate the article because we have so much in this state in terms of where we can shoot lakes, cities, farms, rural woods, everything. So yeah, it'll be interesting to follow that. But Terry, thanks so much for your time tonight. This is always fun when you come on.
And thank you. It's always fun to talk with you and Conrad. Thanks so much.
Listen, have fun tomorrow night. Bring those guys a shawl just in case. You never know. Have a great show. Thanks so much.
Yes, and you guys have a good weekend, too. And everybody else out in Radio Land, have a wonderful weekend.
All right. That's Terry Barr, one of Nightlight's besties. And you can check her out tomorrow night on Max Inc. on Civic Media. 6 hour show. That's insane. But it's cool that they do a live hour. Got a couple more texts here to read. Maybe we'll do that. Conrad, did you know it's National Almond Day, too?
I did not, but are we going to celebrate with some almonds?
I already had some almonds, believe it or not. I didn't mean to leave you out. But
I didn't have any yet today, so I do feel left out.
I just needed a snack. Would you eat almonds alone, though?
Yeah,
or with
of course.
A group?
No, I don't know if there's an almond group I can go to, but...
Come on over, guys. We'll watch a game. We'll have some almonds. Maybe a Yoo-Hoo. It'll be great. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little Family Guy and have a few laughs before we sign off for the weekend. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on a Friday night for a few more minutes. I got a text from the 920. Oh, this is Jim from Appleton again. He says, depends greatly on what I'm eating. Fish fry in front of people, no problem. Juicy burgers, I prefer to be alone. Yeah, that can get messy. Have you ever eaten like a steak? Like I'll do that. I'll have like a steak and it was kind of rare. And it looks like a crime scene when you're done. It's just like blood on the plate. And I'm like, I can't believe I just ate something that bled like that. Like, it's tasty, but it can't be healthy, right?
Nothing's better than a great steak though.
Correction, young man. I have one thing.
Don't say Choco Taco.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Medium rare Choco Taco, maybe two of them on a plate on the grill. Come on.
What's a well done Choco Taco? Microwaved?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, it's just runny all over the place. Yeah, but Choco Taco, they're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I printed up the article and I couldn't even. Yeah, it was like a link. Maybe I'll bring Choco Tacos for all on Monday. That's not really part of my keto diet, but I mean, it is a taco technically. If I had it without the shell. Yeah, look at that. It's like a waffle shell with nuts and, you know, kind of frozen chocolate over it and then swirls of chocolate in the innards. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a party in your mouth. And they are coming back. They were discontinued in July of 2022. But Taco Bell is bringing them back. Those creamy cinnamon balls they serve at Taco Bell. My opinion, I haven't been to Taco Bell in a few months, but those were not cutting it as a dessert item. But the Choco Taco, and it's on brand. Oh, and get this, Conrad. It's Klondike. Klondike makes the Choco Taco, or they took it over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Might have to give it another try.
Yeah. See, there you go. You were so judgy before.
I like my Klondikes, all right?
Well, this technically, you won't be deviating. This is good. Hey, yesterday was Alex Borstein's birthday. She's a very funny actress, and she was the voice of Lois Griffin on Family Guy. And what clip do we have, Conrad? Did we play one last night?
So we have one with Brian Griffin, one with Peter, and one with Quagmire.
Quagmire, okay. Let's do the one with... Let's play the one where Brian... This is from Family Guy. Brian the dog has a crush on Lois, the human mom.
Hi.
Hello, Brian.
I think we should talk.
Sure.
Lois... Did your heart ever want to ask something, but your head was too afraid of what the answer might be?
Oh, God. Sometimes it's best not to ask those questions. Sometimes we should cherish what we already have, like a very special friendship. Let's say like the one you and I share that someone like me wouldn't change for anything in the world.
Someone like me wouldn't change it for anything in the world either.
I'm glad.
Okay, just to be clear, we were talking about me being in love with you and you rejecting me, right?
Yes.
I'm just making sure. Say we were both drunk and we knew we wouldn't remember.
I'd have to be really, really. No!
That's Alex Borstein. She turned 52 yesterday. Very well-respected comedic actress. And let's do... All right. It's late at night. I think we can get away with a Quagmire scene. This is Lois looking for... she's in a panic, I think, because she's looking for Peter Griffin. She goes over to her neighbor's house, one of the perviest people in the world, Quagmire, who answers the door in a bathrobe. And there's a long silence where he's looking for your key, his keys. And you can imagine where he's looking, clad only in a bathrobe. Go ahead, Conrad.
Well, hello, Lois. Forgive me for pointing.
Quick, I need to borrow your car. I've got a bar mitzvah to stop.
No problem. Let me grab my keys. Here they are.
That was a much longer pause.
It was. I cut it down a little bit because it was like a minute.
I know it's radio, but like that's one of the few times I probably would have said, because he literally, and you saw the clip, Conrad, yeah. He looks for his keys for like a minute. His hand is just under his bathrobe, and she's just like standing there. It's so creepy. So what do you got plans this weekend, Conrad? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going golfing with my brother.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm just cleaning my apartment, but Sunday I'm going golfing. So that should be fun.
How's the roommate situation working out? You guys getting along?
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you moved in with another dude. No?
No,
going great.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm living by myself, so it's great. I like it.
So pants optional is what I'm hearing.
Door optional, pants optional.
Well, thank you for wearing pants in the studio.
You're welcome.
So we have one more. Let's do this in honor of, because I think Quagmire's in this clip too, but he comes in at the end. I have to set this up. Lois is yelling at Peter. There's all kinds of innuendo. And Quagmire just happens to be walking by toward the end of the clip and hears them.
Come on, I gotta watch the Emmys.
Peter, you're going to Meg's play, and that's that.
Is that that now, Mrs. That's That?
If you're gonna shoot me, you might want to tie your shoelaces first. Now, are you gonna go to Meg's play or not?
Yes!
You like eating red carpet, tough guy?
Yes!
Say you like eating red carpet!
I like eating red carpet!
Giggity.
I think giggity is maybe my favorite word in a half-hour show. And Family Guy uses it so well. Like, even if there's something remotely sexual, it just provokes this pervy, weird reaction in Quagmire where he says giggity. So, hey, this has been a fun show, Conrad.
Not
a bad Friday night.
Yeah.
Remember we had Dom here last night, Dom and Crude. And I was listening to that commercial. We've had Crude on the show. We've had Dom on the show. We've had Todd Alba. We got to get Maggie. Because everyone's been great, and it was fun to hang out with Dom last week, so I can't believe that was already a week ago. All right, I would like to thank my guests. Tonight was fun. Mike Mercury, comedian. He will be in Green Lake tomorrow night at Heidel House. Check that out if you're in the area. And Mike Clemens, always fun. We got the lowdown on the Super Bowl and Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. tomorrow night on Civic Media and the band Secret Menu. Thanks for all your texts. As always, so much fun. Have a great night, Conrad, and good night, Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome author Beth Amos and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Hey, Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.